This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fill in the blank here. The state of the union is... The state of the union is up to Super Don, as far as I'm sure. Every night, the state of the union depends upon Super Don and his adaptability to scour the planet for information that we're going to bring to you 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. No pressure, Super D.
A lot of weight on my shoulders. I'm the one that determines the state of the union?
Put your weight on my shoulders. Is that how it goes? Put your weight on my shoulders? That's probably not how it goes. All right. Well, we're going to talk about the state of the union next hour with Ty Bollinger, just to give you a heads up. I know TMB wants to talk about SOTU, Trump's State of the Union address, and the funny looks on Pelosi's face and Schumer's demonic possession. Perhaps we'll get there as well. First and foremost, I'm very excited because this hour we got a blast from the past, a voice from the past that we haven't had on in a long time. And he is among those who, at one point, we would have considered the bad guys, part of the bad guys team when it comes to the AIDS and the HIV dogma. He's a guy that's a PhD researcher, I think at Georgia Tech, yellow jacket as he may be. And helped to develop the drugs known as a class of drugs as protease inhibitors, which are still in use today for people diagnosed with AIDS or HIV. But along the way, he woke up, he connected with our good friend Peter Duesberg, Professor Duesberg, and said, my gosh, there's a lot of things about this HIV claim that don't make sense. And, well, of course, he was persona non grata from that moment forward, but somehow he's still doing some good work. And he's got a new book coming out about what cancer really is. And we're going to discuss that this hour. So get ready to put on your egghead thinking caps. Propellers or not propellers, doesn't matter. We're going to go there this hour. Super D, I don't know if you're as excited as I am, but anytime we get to dive into egghead territory, I'm going to scramble it up just a bit.
Yeah, we haven't had him on in a while, so looking forward to it. And actually, today is the day. The reason why we're getting him on today is because he is launching his Indiegogo campaign book today. So looking forward to that.
So, all right, David Rasnick coming up. Ty Bollinger a little later in the show. Go check it out. Tell your friends right now. Go to robertscottbell.com. Plug into all of the news that we've got coming up your way. And, of course, if you're watching on YouTube, share the YouTube link. And if you're not sure how to do that, you're listening on radio, just go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see it right there. Now, draining the swamp. Isn't that the term of the Trump administration? I'm here to drain the swamp. That's been a common phrase now that we've heard a lot in the first year of the Trump administration. Or am I making that up? Just want to be sure.
No, you're not making it up. And it's actually something that's been parroted for many years. It's just never happened.
Right. Now, I've been talking about draining the swamp, but I use different terminology. Clearing the terrain. Clearing the terrain. Goes back to Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, all of the great gifted healers, true healers that understood real science will say, you know what? What is manifesting is what is, well, growing in the soil that you give it. So if you have just a bunch of toxic garbage in the soil, you're going to have diseased plants. We have in Washington, D.C., a bunch of toxic people. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Toxic people. Now, our founding fathers knew that this was going to happen. They warned us against it, and they said the best you could hope to do is limit the damage that government could do by restricting it, greatly binding it down by what was then to become known as the chains of the Constitution. And somewhere along the lines, we completely forgot it, unloaded, and said, you know what? Let's give as much power to the central government as we can. Let's see, occasionally we can even combine all three, those separation of powers things. Ah, forget that. Put it all in the executive branch. Watch the FDA. Let them rip. The people will be so healthy. No one will be killed by anything the FDA approves of. Of course, it's an absolute disaster. Trump likes that word. It's a disaster, right? I agree. How are we going to clear the terrain? Well, some of the stuff Trump has done is he's kind of put people in place that really are adding to the toxic soup of the terrain. But because I believe there is a light shining, and it might be shining from a far higher place than government, far deeper place than government, right? The people will be rooted out. The rats, the toxic people will be rooted out. And guess what? At the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, it has just happened. In real time, it's time. CDC, look out. Say goodbye. It's not just Julie Gerberding. Somebody else is joining you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guess who's busted? It's U-S-T-E-D-U-R. Busted. I don't want to put the hurt on you. Don't you better believe it when I tell you that I finally got the dirt on you.
Now you go to jail and marry a big smelly man.
Bye-bye, Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald. Don't let Trump's boot kick you out the door. Or go ahead and let it. I don't care. Goodbye, Brenda Fitzgerald. Following in the footsteps of Julie Gerberding, Brenda Fitzgerald, the head of CDC, has now been caught in a scandal, a conflict of interest scandal. And I think she was following in the footsteps of one Julie Gerberding. Why do I say that? Well, guess what? Gerberding never met a vaccine she didn't want to mandate for every child, especially if it came from Merck Pharmaceuticals. And guess what? When she retired from the CDC in 2009, she got hired. I wonder by who. Could you say Merck? Yeah. You're going to run our $5 billion vaccine division. I'm sure it's much larger now. Well, apparently, Brenda Fitzgerald, doctor, also was in conflicts of interest buying stock, including that which was considered stock from Merck. Stock in Merck. That's right, Merck stock. Why would the CDC director buy stock in Merck? And it's not just vaccine manufacturers. She was buying stock in cigarette companies. What used to be known as the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. Big Tobacco, Reynolds, right? And there's more. They're finding conflicts of interest in so many different companies. British American Tobacco, Imperial Brands, Philip Morris, Altria Group. But for me, what's even more telling is her stake in vaccine manufacturers. This should tell you, if it doesn't already, if you hadn't already figured this out, that the CDC is about the promotion of the very things that will cause you to die younger than you should have, or suffer needlessly on the way to the eternal celestial dirt nap, for those of you atheists out there who don't believe life exists beyond this plane. But why must we accept the CDC, which claims to be the Centers for Disease Control. That's it. Control. Let's control disease. That's it. That's good. And prevent. Oh, we can prevent disease. I wonder how we can do that. Oh, if I buy stock in Merck and I promote Merck vaccines, I'm just going to have a great job when I leave here. Who cares about the prevention thing? Oh, you mean there's science we've done in the CDC and it shows there's a link between vaccines and childhood autism? Trash that data. Trash it now. And, of course, Julie Gerberding oversaw that ultimately. And where did she end up? In a cushy position. Where does Brenda Fitzgerald learn to do the things she did in her short tenure? She was only there, what, 6-7 months, Super Don? She wasn't there that long.
This is true. I mean, she came in. Didn't she come in to replace Tom Price?
That's right.
Yeah, so I mean, that was just what, a month ago? Yeah. Or something, right? Yeah.
I can't follow all this. I mean, I sort of lost interest after Julie Gerberding, who was heading it up. I think it was Friedan. Wasn't it Friedan? Well, CDC? Following the heads of the...
Well, Friedan, yes. Yeah. Tom Friedan. Yep.
Anybody in the Health and Human Services, just about, become so corrupted because, man, you want to talk regulatory capture, FDA, CDC. You got Brenda Fitzgerald. I mean, you're talking even Politico followed up on this. I mean, they're all, don't smoke! Meantime, the head of the CDC is holding mega stock of tobacco companies. I got to love it because it's revealing that which can no longer be hidden. Folks, they used to be able to get away with this, no more. And I'm not saying this is all Trump. I believe there is a spiritual revelation here. That the light of creation itself is saying, you know what? You've gone a little bit too far. A wee bit too far, and we're gonna shine that light on, burn you out, and then reset this thing. And I'm not saying that, oh my gosh, tomorrow, because Brenda Fitzgerald has been found out, she's busted, and she's left, that the CDC is going to be a great place where angels, you know, just dance on the heads of pins, right, or needles. That's not what I'm saying. But the reality is more disillusionment, hopefully from the political left, to see that there's such corruption within these governmental institutions that they would not place their faith that they used to place in maybe Judeo-Christian religious beliefs. Now they place in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, vaccine denomination. Corruption and deceit for decades. They're lying to you about the flu shot as they've been lying to you about annual deaths due to flu. All of the people, and I'm sorry, Super Don, I mentioned the word flu. Don't ban me. Don't turn off my microphone. Ben, be nice. It's just Don that gets upset. He doesn't want me to talk about the flu.
I need a sound effect that I can play every time you say flu.
You've definitely been triggered. I know. But I'm just saying, they've been lying about just about everything when it comes to disease. Clifton Road, Emory University, right there, CDC, Decatur, Atlanta, Georgia. Go down to the bowels of that thing. The people that they never let out are the toxicologists. These are the people that know it's idiotic, it's moronic, it's stupid to inject toxic poisons into otherwise healthy individuals, babies or adults or grandmas and grandpas, pregnant women. Yet this is the game they play. My gosh, the germs are going to get you because they believe in the religion of the germ theory as well. Louis Pasteur, the criminal that stole from Antoine Béchamp and bastardized anything that made sense that Béchamp brought out and said, oh, it's the germ. Let's go kill the germs. Let's go poison ourselves back to health. That whole concept is a death-inducing concept, not one that saves you from an impending quick or, let's say, a decaying road to death. We do not need a CDC unless we bring out the toxicologists to the light of day. And they can save you, save me, save us, to warn us about the things we've been warning you about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for years. I almost can say decades, because this is now 1999, my 19th year in broadcast radio. We're heading into the 20th. They don't say decades, two decades of this stuff. How do you stand it? I don't know. Super Don's still with me, so somebody likes me. We got lots more. We got a question of the day. Don't sit down.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, time to turn our attention to you, my loyal, lovable, humble listeners, and help you out when you have issues to deal with. Now, it's not like we can do it for you. That's never my claim, except to kind of guide you, give you a little insight, some information. You get to go, oh, okay, let me think about that. Let me try that. Didn't try that. Oh, I didn't hear about that one. And maybe we'll put you on a path back to being able to sit down comfortably. And you'll understand when we get to this question.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Here's a question from Lori. Hello, Robert. I purchased a PMF machine with the hope of it helping with my health and my husband's. This is like the Beamer. Have you heard about the Beamer? B-E-M-E-R, the Beamer. So it's kind of a pretty technical thing. They're not very inexpensive. They're quite, yeah, spendy, so to speak. But, you know, these things you can invest in. And if you're already a healer, you can actually utilize them in practice and hopefully make some of that money back, but help people along the way. Pulsed electromagnetic fields. And a lot of times you claim that you can restore like microcirculation to heal nerves and stuff. I will tell you this, that we tried many of those devices when my wife was suffering for those 6 years, and very spotty results. I think there was one time she did a Beamer, and it worked for a little while. So I'm not going to speak ill of them. I'm not going to say for everything they're awesome, but they are pretty profound, and they're real machines, and there's a real technology. So she says, Lori, I'm changing to a gluten-free diet, no fried foods, eating organic, which isn't always possible, but definitely as often as possible. My question is regarding Super Don, what's the word there? I can't pronounce it.
Hold on here.
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me. Hold on.
My question is regarding...
My question is regarding... Hold on.
Come
sorry.
On. I have to ask
My question is regarding... Oh, hemorrhoids.
Hello?
Hemorrhoids, yes.
Anybody home? Hemorrhoids, right. Yeah. Okay. This will be TMI, which means what, Super Don?
Too much information.
Right. That's not another form of a healing modality, TMI. But growing up, she says, my mother gave me an enema just about every day. I'm thinking, gosh, you know that one time I got one as a kid, I was so traumatized. I'm like, oh, what are you doing? But I was hospitalized. I was hospitalized for constipation. That's how severe it was. I wonder if Lori must have had a similar problem with sluggish bowels. Perhaps that's the reason. Remember, my dad, you know, the pharmaceutical company he worked for, CB Fleet, you know what they make. So Lori says, we grew up on breads and pastas. And she puts in parentheses, glue, and have always had bowel issues. So the history is there. She says, I now have stage 4 hemorrhoids, which the doctors want to operate on, and they are giving me problems. Well, yeah, I'd say. Can you please give me help to combat this issue without surgery? Love you and the whole gang. All right. Listen, there are times when they are so bad, I will acknowledge as a homeopath, that you might need allopathic intervention. Stage 4 is pretty severe. I mean, you're talking about balloon-like expansions of the venous area, right? This is where the, you know, you've lost integrity of the veins down there in the colorectal region, right? And no fun. No fun at all. But there are homeopathic remedies you can take, and in many cases, if you are able to soften the stool, because this is it, if you got to break that cycle of constipation or harder stools, to where you can move them out easily without straining, that will reduce over time the stress and the pressure on the veins that have kind of ballooned out. But in concert with that, we're going to have to strengthen the integrity of those veins. How do we do that? What is the trace mineral, Super Don, that we talk about to strengthen vascular elasticity and integrity? It is, and it starts with the letter S.
Silica.
Silica, that's right. So, Lori, if you haven't already been on the Silica Challenge, you're going to take 3 of the Alta Silica you get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, 3-4 times a day. Probably 4 weeks of it. Look to King Bio. They've got homeopathic remedies, oral, that you can take. Look, there are herbal remedies that you can apply locally. Some people have used the silver gel locally, but there are herbal remedies that include hemamelis and other homeopathic remedies. Some people use witch hazel, which is an astringent. Listen, there are a lot of things that can be done here. But if you need to get the surgery, again, remember arnica, injury, homeopathics to recover. Then, of course, the silver locally. And a lot of CBD to reduce the anxiety, the pain, the inflammation. But loosen those stools. Make sure you're hydrating enough, right? Good probiotics, good echo water. Get that hydrogen in there to produce the good gut flora that is also going to help break down the food and make it so it's not like you're trying to poop out rocks. Not pleasant, I know. That's also TMI. David Raznick coming up, talking what cancer is.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I get to talk to a lot of smart folks on this show. I mean, some of the greatest minds on planet Earth, sometimes they're within the scientific academia, and they actually have PhDs by their name. Now, they're not always smart, but the guys and gals I feature that have that, you can bet they know what they're talking about, and they also have a way to communicate what's so vitally important here, validating the things I've been talking about for many years. Now, one of these people is David Rasnick, PhD. He is also connected with Professor Peter Duesberg and others that we've interviewed on the subject of AIDS, the fraud about HIV, etc. And he is also, I don't know, David, did you actually work with Peter on his book Aneuploidy, about aneuploidy? It's like oncogenes, aneuploidy, and AIDS.
That was Harvey Bialy. You know, he actually
that was Harvey. Okay,
yeah,
got
Harvey
it.
Harvey Bialy wrote that book. Yeah.
Thank you. I knew that all the names were running back through, and it's been a while since I interviewed him on that subject. But this concept of aneuploidy, because we're going to get into what cancer is, and David's working on a new book. And he's asking for your help for completion. And you could be part of this. And I'm encouraging it. I'm endorsing it. And absolutely, I want you to take part in this. But David Rasnick has also been part of the developing team. You might have to give a little backstory on how you came up with these protease inhibitors that you would probably never really use. But in your early years, when you were part of that establishment, and this drug category became big in the era of AIDS.
Right. In fact, before 1984, the field of proteases, I was a big frog in a small pond in those days. I knew virtually everybody in the world who worked on proteases. Proteases are enzymes that, like a pair of scissors, that cut protein, either digest them, like in your digestive tract, process them, blood coagulation, hormone processing, anything that has to do with processing proteins, proteases are involved in. I was particularly interested in the tissue-destroying diseases like arthritis, emphysema, parasitic diseases, and cancer, where you get tissue destruction, and the proteases are the principal culprits involved in the tissue destruction. And as a chemist, I designed inhibitors, some pretty good ones, in fact, for these proteases for those various diseases. And it was not a political area in there prior to 1984 in the AIDS business. It was a small, reasonably small area. It wasn't politically charged. And you could say whatever you wanted to, and you have very nice heated debates and things at conferences, but you'd be buddies. You know, you didn't hate people. You allowed everybody to say what they wanted to. You go out and have a beer with them afterwards.
Right.
AIDS changed everything. You know, now everything is sort of dogmatic. And if you go in a conference, you have to use many things you can't say and you can't talk about. You can't bring
it
up.
It's become more like a religion or a cult. It's not science
it
any longer. Right.
And yet you
still have that scientific, I would say scientific gene. I'm not a genetic guy. I'm an epigenetic guy. Right. yet, you know, and I love science, and I love people who genuinely invest in science for the sake of, we want to find out what are the facts here, and what do they reveal, what do they lead to. And when Harvey came out with that book on aneuploidy, and then I interviewed him, and then of course Duesberg on it, he talked about chromosomal abnormality. Something was going on, it was manifesting things in a corrupt manner. Now, there's also the other aspect of that oncogenes, right? The idea that there were genes responsible for causing cancer or even curing cancer. And I said, this doesn't make sense because we see environmental factors altering genetic expression all of the time. And now we get to this concept of aneuploidy, and you're calling in your new book that you're working on, What Cancer Really Is, a chromosomal imbalance of some kind. Can you describe for the lay audience what that is?
Each species has its own specific set of chromosomes. Chromosomes are like volumes, like the Oxford English Dictionary. I think there's 23 volumes in the Oxford English Dictionary, and there's 23 volumes in human chromosomes. And each one of these chromosomes has an average of about 1,000 genes. The smallest one is like a couple of hundred genes. The largest one, chromosome 1, has about 2,000 genes. But they're divided up into volumes called chromosomes, and it's those chromosomes that are all messed up in cancer. Normal human cells have two pairs of 23 chromosomes. 23 comes from the mother, 23 comes from the father, and every cell has the same makeup of these 23 or 46 total chromosomes. Cancer typically has 60 to 90 chromosomes in the nucleus. I've seen as many as 1,000. Now, each one of these chromosomes, as I said, on average one has about 1,000 genes, and nobody has ever demonstrated that a handful of genes, one or five or six or seven, however many there are, normal or mutated, can turn normal cells into cancer. Yet that is the current theory that drives virtually all of cancer research in the United States. Is the idea that cancer is caused by gene mutation, even though it's never been demonstrated that they actually do that. Peter, he and I have revived an old theory of cancer called the chromosomal theory of cancer. Cancer basically is a disease of the chromosomes. It's an abnormal number of chromosomes that are out of balance. There's nothing new here. David Hanselman observed these abnormal chromosomes back in the 1890s. He had very nice drawings of this. And Theodore Boveri even wrote a monograph in 1914, the year World War I started, where he laid out the chromosomal imbalance theory of cancer. He didn't call it that, but that's what it was. And virtually everything that he said, he got right.
Yes.
The problem was that World War I started that year, and he died the very next year. So it sort of had no way to really go forward.
Almost lost to history at that point.
It almost lost to history, and a fellow by the name of Wingy brought it back, I forget when, you know, a little bit, but he was totally ignored. And then George Papanicolaou, pap smear fame, also, he didn't develop the theory, but he used it. A lot of people don't know this, but Papanicolaou, his pap smear, he uses this as primary method of diagnosing cancer. It's the size of the nucleus. That's the principle. There's other things that he combines with that. But all those extra chromosomes in the cancer cells typically make those things two or three or four times bigger, the nucleus of these cells, than normal cells. I even have a couple of pictures on my website where I show the normal cervical cells, and I show cervical cancer cells. They're several times larger, the nuclei are, than the normal cells. That's the Papanicolaou, or the pap smear.
Right.
That's how they diagnose cancer. And they're crammed full of chromosomes. That's why they're so big. And George Papanicolaou proposed that it was those extra screwed up chromosomes that caused cancer. But he didn't push that. He basically used that fact to diagnose cancer. And it's still one of the best diagnosing cancer today.
David, by the way, we're talking with David Raznick, a good friend of the show here. We haven't had him on in a while, but I'm going to have him on a lot more with this new book coming out. And I want you to participate in helping them finish it. If you don't mind, go to davidraznick.com. It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The book he's working on, Precarious Balance, What Cancer Really Is. And we're getting a sneak preview into it. Now, what are the concept from chromosomes? I heard the term exosomes as well. Is that related to this in any way, shape, or form?
Well, not tremendously. The thing with the chromosomes is that it's a massive alteration. You don't have to worry about little bits and pieces here and there making all the difference. Excuse me. It's when you have like 50 extra chromosomes in the cell versus what was normal, you shouldn't be surprised that the cell is really out of whack.
So it's significant. It's significant. Now, David, the next question is, if we're looking for a cause of cancer and we blow out the gene cause of cancer theory, and we say, all right, well, what would cause these chromosomal aberrations, abnormalities, or imbalances? And now I think we'd be on to something.
Yeah. Well, it's very simple. All carcinogens that have been tested cause abnormal numbers of chromosomes. It's that simple. And one of the disturbing things is virtually all chemo, I think, in fact, every chemotherapy drug that I've ever looked at is carcinogenic. They use these drugs to disrupt normal cell division.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't, they try to disturb the cell division of cancer cells, which is easy to do, but in the process, none of these drugs know whether it's a normal cell or a cancer cell.
Indiscriminate kill, yes.
Indiscriminate kill, and they disrupt these dividing cells, and the consequence of doing that, they generate even more aneuploidy or more chromosomal imbalance, and even generate more aneuploid cells or cancer cells from normal cells. In fact, one in six new cancers is caused by cancer chemotherapy.
Yeah, which is why we said here, oncologists are not the cure for cancer, they're the cause of it, another contributing cause of cancer. And the other thing I'm just thinking of, because I got a sneak preview of your first chapter in progress, and you said something I had never read before, that there are no two cancer cells that are alike. They're like snowflakes. Every one of them is different, and it never occurred to me. And if that's the case, why is that the case?
Well, the thing is that once you get, I try to come up with these various analogies to help people understand what's going on. If you have a wheel that's totally balanced, let's say, and you roll it down the road as it goes round and round and round, nothing happens. Now, if you get a dent in it and you keep rolling it down the road, does it return to its normal shape? No, it gets more and more dented. And it's like, you know, you can't unscramble an egg, that sort of thing. Once you get an imbalance in chromosomes, if the cell can divide, these cells that have abnormal numbers and unbalanced chromosomes, they're not very healthy cells. They're damaged cells. Thank goodness most of them don't go anywhere. They stop dividing and they die. Occasionally,
right.
though, they will get a combination of these abnormal chromosomes that will persist to some degree. And when these things divide, you get two new cells that never existed before with a combination of chromosomes that are unique. If those two, one or both of those two now divide, you get now four cells that never existed before. It's like cutting a deck of cards. It's out of whack and you start cutting it. You can never cut it and get it back to the normal 23 pairs of chromosomes.
Mm-hmm.
And then that progresses over many, many cell divisions to generate, a trillion cells or whatever, and no two of them are alike.
Right. Well, and the containment of the immune system is lost at that point. And what we've got to do strategically, when we understand what you're talking about, aneuploidy or chromosomal imbalance, it's going to change the face of, I believe, cancer research in terms of acknowledging that we can't look to poison the body back to health. We've got to look to say what caused this chromosomal abnormality. We look at those things that are considered carcinogenic, toxins, poisons, pollutants. And also, what are the role of nutrient deficiencies, mineral deficiencies in aneuploidy? And David, I've only just warmed up with you and we're almost out of time here. I'm going to talk with you more on the break. Everybody, there's an Indiegogo campaign. Please participate, whatever little you can. Help David finish this book. This will be a groundbreaking new book on cancer. It's called What Cancer Really Is. David Raznick, my friend. So great to have you back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Did I hear you and the yawn
no.
there, Super Don?
No.
Totally
I
did.
Did not.
Am I boring
not.
You? Is it like when we do egghead stuff? Does it? You just like I'm tuning
no.
in.
No. It's been
you
a
guys,
long day. Sorry.
You guys, come on! You guys got to get with the program here. We are deeply embedded in the scientific realm. In fact, we'll prove tomorrow or Friday with Mike Adams that the cause of cancer may, in fact, be Tide Pods! Eating Tide Pods!
Yes. And breaking news, Tide Pods have chemicals in them.
Right, 700
or so. Don't eat them. Yes.
Mike Adams just released his analysis of them. We're going to talk about it either today, no, tomorrow or the next day. We'll see. We'll get Mike Adams, the health ranger, on from his lab, but we'll have that linked up shortly. He just broke that news. So, folks, don't be eating Tide Pods. Not like we were thinking, I wonder if Mike Adams, you know, analyzes this and comes out and endorses eating Tide Pods.
Yes, right. I've discovered that they are non-GMO and organic. Yes.
Highly nutritious.
Right, yeah.
For what? For space aliens or for, how about for Chucky Schumer? Right? You
just
saw his
pop
face.
One in your smoothie every morning.
It looked like he and Pelosi just ate a Tide Pod when they were watching the State of the Union last night. Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Steve Feld, our buddy, says a new rule on the silver hydrosol drinking game on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Whenever Super Don yawns during the show, you have to take a drink. Back to water or something.
Well, okay, to be accurate on that, whenever Super Don forgets to mute his microphone, that's when you get...
So am I to understand that you're yawning most of the time during the show? It just so happens I can't
no.
hear you yawn.
Dude, I was up at 6 a.m. this morning, so it's been a long day. That's
you know what I need? I think I need a... what do you call those companion animals that are allowed to go places with you? What
is how about an emotional support animal?
I think
yes,
after, yeah. I think I need an emotional support animal after learning that Super Don is bored by this show.
Oh, stop. I'm
what?
Not bored.
You're not bored?
I'm not bored. But, you know, this is an interesting topic because I don't know about you, but I've noticed lately more and more that when I go, like, to the grocery store, you see people walking around shopping with their dog. You know,
oh, yeah.
And it's and,
everywhere.
And this is, now, you have to understand there's a...
Pigs,
there's
too.
Pigs, yes, yeah. And I've heard of things like that. But you have to understand there's a difference because you've got a service animal, and you've got this other thing called a support animal. Two different things because a service animal, I believe it can only be a dog, Okay. And they've made some exceptions for I don't ask me to explain this, but miniature horses. Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. Now, an emotional support animal can be
anything.
And every once in a while, we'll cover a story where somebody's, you know, they've got a pig, or I think like a month or two ago, somebody had an emotional support turkey. And it was kind of like, huh?
Yeah, but the thing is about these emotional support animals, doesn't it provide you special privileges if you've got official, like a prescription for it? You have to be able to take them around where no other animals can go?
Yeah, you know, there are no, at this point, any like real hardcore federal regulations or anything of that nature
for
ESA.
We're learning as we go here.
It's kind of a Wild West thing going on right now.
Well, United Airlines has done a lot of nasty things. I mean, remember when they dragged that Asian guy off the plane, right, who had bought a seat?
Yes.
United wouldn't be the one I'd want to test this theory on. Let's see if I can bring my emotional support animal on, particularly if it's a peacock. Apparently, somebody did. A New York-based photographer and performance artist by the name of Ventico says she bought a ticket for her and her peacock, Dexter, on a Sunday flight last week from New Jersey's Newark Liberty Airport to Los Angeles.
All right. First off, I think it's funny to even think of somebody trying to bring a peacock on a plane. But what I'm wondering, now I've bought plane tickets before.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of have to fill out the, you know, the stuff, and you got to have an ID and, you know, and all this stuff and stuff. How in the heck did she buy a plane ticket
For a peacock.
Dexter the peacock.
Dexter the peacock. That's a good question, because usually you have to, the date of birth, there's information that they want to know, right? And then if they have a ticket and you're bringing them through security, they're going to like, where's your ID, buddy? Real ID, right? So apparently they got, how far did she get? Did she get to the gate or just to the, before security? And they said, no, that's not happening.
Yeah, no, I think they turned her away before she got close to the plane. And, for several reasons. They said the size of the peacock and the weight of the peacock. And I would say because it's a peacock. But,
You ever see how big those tail feathers are and how big they can span?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to buy the whole row if that thing decides to show off. A support peacock. All right. I won't say that. No, that would be rude. All right, I'm going to leave that alone because we've got Ty Bollinger coming up. We're going to get ready to go outside the box. We'll talk about the state of the onion and, the irrational hatred for Donald Trump and the dilemma that some of the leftists are going through. Why? Because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.